GLM-53 Flash, Frontier Intelligence Flash Cost. We introduce GLM-53 Flash, the first natively multimodal model in the GLM-5 series. With 320B total parameters and just 18B active parameters, it outperforms GLM-5.2 across benchmarks and real-world workloads at 1/10 the price, while approaching Claude Opus 4.8 on coding and agentic benchmarks. GLM-5.3 Flash incorporates several architectural improvements over GLM-5. For the first time, we introduce a hybrid architecture combining sparse and linear attention, sharply reducing long context serving costs while preserving precise long context capabilities. It also adopts manifold constrained hyperconnections, MHC, to further improve scaling efficiency. Combined with our latest 30T token multimodal pre-training corpus, these changes let GLM-5.3 Flash produce more intelligence with less compute. Before release, we tested GLM-5.3 Flash anonymously as OxAlpha on OpenCode and OpenRouter to gather user feedback. It quickly became the most popular model of the week, with all of this traffic served on Chinese AI chips. GLM-5.3 Flash pushes the Pareto frontier of the Artificial Analysis Intelligence Index V411, scoring 57 at just 0.045 per task, discounted, a level of intelligence previously only available at roughly 10 times the cost. This makes it a highly competitive default choice for a broad range of workloads. Across 6 coding and agentic benchmarks, GLM-5.3 Flash consistently outperforms GLM-5.2, often by a wide margin, 63.4 versus 46.2 on DeepSWE V11 and 48.8 versus 26.2 on Automation Bench, while approaching Claude Opus 4.8 overall. This holds on our in-house coding evaluation as well. On ZAI Code Bench V10, run on Claude Code 21207, GLM-5.3 Flash clearly outperforms GLM-5.2 at every effort level, and at max effort nearly matches Claude Opus 4.8, 29 versus 29.5. Compared with the GLM-4.5 series, GLM-5.3 Flash is specifically designed for ultra-low-cost inference. Despite a similar total parameter count, 320B versus 355B, it nearly halves both the activated parameter count, 18B versus 32B, and the number of layers, 45 versus 92. To minimize attention costs in long context scenarios, we use a hybrid architecture combining linear and sparse attention. Linear attention captures local dependencies through state modeling, while sparse attention retrieves relevant global context through a lightweight indexer. To further reduce the latency and memory overhead of the indexer at a 1M token context length, we introduce IndexBool, which compresses 4 indexer key vectors into 1 through weighted pooling. To illustrate the efficiency of our architecture, we compare the per token compute and KV cache size of GLM-5.3 Flash against GLM-5.3 and 2 recent open models DeepSeek V4 Flash and KimiK3. For a fair comparison among different scales, we calculate the attention compute per head per layer and average KV cache size per layer, BF16. Compared with GLM-5.3, GLM-5.3 Flash reduces the attention compute and KV cache size by factors of 3x and 4.4x. GLM-5.3 Flash has the lowest attention compute among all models compared. The KV cache size is still slightly larger than KimiK3 and DeepSeek V4 Flash, leaving further room for improvement. The overall architecture improvements, combined with optimized pre-training corpus, enable GLM-5.3 Flash to produce more intelligence with less compute. In the table below, we show the evaluation results of the base model of GLM-5.3 Flash, comparing with our previous base models and DeepSeek V4 Flash Base. The results show that GLM-5.3 Flash Base outperforms GLM-4.5 Base overall and remains competitive with GLM-5 Base across most benchmarks. Benchmark GLM-4.5 Base, GLM-5 Base DeepSeek V4 Flash Base, GLM-5.3 Flash Base. Activated params, 32B, 40B, 13B, 18B. Total params, 355b, 744b, 284b, 320b. MMLU 86.188.3, 88.5, 88.1. BBH 86.2, 87.4, 84.9, 86.6. Heliswag 87.1, 88.1, 85.3, 87.1. Live Code Bench Base 28.1, 34.4, 29.9, 37.6. Simple QA 3036, 31.2, 33.5. Results for DeepSeek V4 Flash Base were evaluated using our internal evaluation framework to control for implementation differences. Visual coding is not just about processing images. It expands the boundary of what coding can reach. For tasks such as front-end development, game development, and 3D simulation, the final output is not code alone, but an interface, an interaction, or a world experienced by the user. Many failures only surface through rendering, interaction, or playtesting. CUA further extends coding beyond programmable systems into visible and interactive environments. Vision therefore needs to be natively integrated into the model, enabling it to decide when to observe and use visual feedback to guide subsequent actions. We develop data synthesis pipelines for visual coding, with a focus on self-visual judgment and test time improvement. The resulting trajectories require the model to interact with environments, inspect its own outputs, and refine them iteratively. For front-end coding, we also explored reinforcement learning with environment feedback and further strengthened GUI judgment through agent-based verification grounded in real user flows. This extends validation beyond functional correctness to the rendered and interactive product. Code lets the model build and change the world. Vision lets it enter the world people see and use. Coding capabilities provide an important foundation for intelligent knowledge work, while visual intelligence extends these capabilities to a broader range of professional tasks. A substantial portion of professional activities involves interpreting heterogeneous visual and structured information, including documents, spreadsheets, presentations, dashboards, interfaces, and meeting artifacts. Visual intelligence extends the model's capabilities beyond code-centric environments by enabling it to jointly reason over textual, visual, and structural context. Rather than requiring users to explicitly translate their working environment into textual instructions, the model can directly interpret the artifacts associated with a task and identify relevant information. It can also assess its own outputs against the visual context and intended outcome, enabling more effective self-verification and refinement, including stronger judgments of presentation quality and aesthetics. These capabilities become particularly evident in the following examples of professional workflows. Over the past week, we have served GLM53 Flash on a large-scale cluster of Chinese AI chips, supported by a high-bandwidth interconnect and a serving stack optimized for the underlying hardware. To overcome the relatively limited compute and memory capacity of individual chips, we built a dedicated inference engine for this architecture on top of SGLang. Notably, this effort was accelerated by our GLM53-powered infrastructure agent, which assisted engineers in developing and optimizing kernels, diagnosing performance bottlenecks, and improving the serving stack, creating a feedback loop in which the model helped optimize the system serving the model itself. These chips are primarily constrained by memory capacity and bandwidth, especially when supporting context lengths of up to 1 million tokens. This calls for aggressive memory optimization, including compute for bandwidth and communication for bandwidth techniques tailored to the underlying architecture. Our stack combines intranode tensor parallelism for linear attention and the LM head, replay SSM, W8A8 quantization, hybrid INT 8FP8BF16 cache quantization, and layer split. At cluster scale, our production-grade encode profil, decode, EPD, disaggregated architecture separates multimodal encoding, prompt profil, and token-by-token decoding into independently scheduled and scalable worker pools, enabling efficient and reliable serving across tens of thousands of domestically developed accelerators. Compared with our initial baseline on the same hardware, we achieved a 3x improvement in end-to-end serving performance, reaching hardware efficiency and per-token cost comparable to mainstream NVIDIA GPUs. This demonstrates that Chinese chips can support frontier model inference efficiently and economically at scale. GLM-5-3 flash shows that frontier intelligence does not have to come at frontier cost. This is not the result of any single trick, but of three layers working together. An architecture that delivers stronger capability from less compute, a richer multimodal pre-training corpus, and infrastructure co-designed with inference hardware. We are now scaling this recipe to larger models. GLM-5-3 flash pushes the cost-performance frontier, and the lessons from building it are already shaping our next frontier model. We've rolled out GLM-5-3 flash to all GLM coding plan users. GLM-5-3 flash gives you 3x the usable quota of GLM-5-3. Try GLM-5-3 flash in ZAI/subscribe. Unlock GLM-5-3 flash's multimodal capabilities in Zcode with browser use and computer use. The agent clicks through and visually verifies web pages and operates your desktop apps. The model weights of GLM-5-3 flash are publicly available on Hugging Face. For local deployment, GLM-5-3 flash currently supports inference frameworks including SGLang, VLLM, and TokenSpeed. Others will be ready soon. Benchmark GLM-5-3 flash, GLM-5-2, DeepSeek V4 Vision Exp Opus 4.8, GPT-5-6 Terra, Gemini 3.7 flash. Coding. Terminal bench 2.1, 84.3, 81, 83.9, 85, 87.4, 85.8. DPSWE V11 63.4, 46.2, 59.3, 58, 69.6, 65.3. NL to repo 56.3, 48.9, 57.7, 69.7. Agentic. Tooleflin verified 78.4, 59.9, 75.9, 76.2, 74.9. Automation Bench V106, 48.8, 26.2, 38.8, 41, 37.2, 52.3. Agents Last Exam 26.3, 20.4, 27.3, 27, 28. HLEW Tools 55.3, 54.7, 55.1, 57.9. GDPVALA V2, 1773, 1504, 1675, 1582, 1571, 1527. Vision. Office QA Pro 62.4, 57.9, 48.9. CharZiv Reasoning W Tools 89.4, 80.4, 89.9, 88, 88.7. Chartography W Tools 78, 64.3, 75, 68, 65. Baby Vision 53.4, 35.1, 46.8, 61.6, 70.9. MV Bench 77.8, 69.4, 67.1, 75, 82.2. MMVU 80.5, 72.7, 67.4, 75.8, 82.3. Temperature equals 1, 0. And top P equals 0, 95. For evaluation, with a maximum generation length of 163,840 tokens, the evaluation is conducted with a maximum context length of 300,000 tokens using a context management strategy. We use GPT-5-6 Luna Medium as the judge model. Temperature equals 0, 95. Top P equals 1, 0. Timeout equals 6H. And 400K context, null. Type handling issue introduced in PR 13.